With the death of Justice Antonin Scalia, there's a new fight over whether President Obama should nominate a replacement or whether the next president should. So how do Utah's senators come down on this? I posed that question to Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent with Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics.
Well, it's pretty easy to guess. Senators Orrin Hatch and Mike Lee both say that President Obama should not name the replacement for Justice Scalia, mainly because they believe that the next president should be doing so. When I talk to Hatch and Lee, they're saying, look, it's a toxic environment in the presidential race, and it's really unprecedented to have the president in his last year in office appoint someone to the court. It happened in 1988 when Reagan had appointed Justice Kennedy, but he was actually appointed in November and confirmed in February. So it's a little bit different. Of course, Democrats are arguing that there's still a long time before the next president takes office, and it's unfair to leave this position open. Also, they point out that President Obama is still the president, and he still has the constitutional duty to appoint someone.
Right. There's no provision that says, this is the president's responsibility except during election years.
Yes, exactly. That's not written in the Constitution. Not yet.
Okay. Thomas, I don't know if you've examined this history, but I'm curious about in terms of it being unprecedented, how frequently do we have vacancies that appear on the court? Obviously through death or retirement, in the final year of a president's, last term in office.
It has happened multiple times, but it hasn't happened in recent modern history where something like this happened. It is something that is relatively new in modern times. But, there has been instances that's happened in the early, 1910s and 20s. I think FDR nominated somebody when he was in office in his last term.
All right. Well, Thomas, speaking of judicial appointments, is Senator Hatch's position on this consistent? Especially looking at the last year of a president's term in office.
So Orrin Hatch has had an interesting history of this, and this really comes down to this happens with everyone, depending on whose party is in power in the White House and what party they are. So, for example, in 2004, Orrin Hatch was arguing that it's the Senate's duty to keep pushing judges through. In 2008, he was criticizing Democrats for holding up Bush appointees in the final year of his presidency. This is different. This is a Supreme Court justice. This isn't just a circuit court or a district court level judge. But Hatch has before said that it's the duty of the Senate to work on confirming judges.
So there's maybe a little bit of disconnect there, though I'm sure that, as you just said, he would point probably to that being the result of this being a Supreme Court nomination as opposed to other federal courts. Well, Thomas, I know that we're low on time, but just a final note. Yesterday, you broke some interesting news, the fact that Vice President Joe Biden will be in Salt Lake City next week. So what is the VP coming to Utah for?
Yes, we learned from the White House that the vice president will be coming to the Huntsman Cancer Institute. This is part of the administration's quote-unquote cancer moonshot, which is diverting and pushing all efforts to try to find a cure for cancer. And there's probably no better place that the vice president could visit than, the Cancer Institute, named after the benefactor, John Huntsman Sr., who has really, pushed for the exact same thing.
Was there any role, I'm thinking about President Obama having appointed John Huntsman Jr. to be ambassador to China. Was there any connection there, a tie between that and this visit?
I would guess not. I think this is that, recognition of the Huntsman Cancer Institute's reputation for what it does. It is the only National Cancer Institute designated facility in the Intermountain West. And it really has, been on the cutting edge of trying to find cures for cancer.
Okay. Well, making good on, or I guess really pursuing a State of the Union moonshot, as you said, should be interesting. And this is just next week that he'll be here?
Yep, it's Friday.
Well, Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent with the Salt Lake Tribune, thank you so much for filling us in on these details once again.
Thanks, Roger.
Burr joins us weekly for these discussions, and you can find a link to Political Cornflakes at our website, kcpw.org. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Roger McDonough. Back now to The Takeaway.